Chapter 10, My Mountain. During the flight to Nicaragua, God had revealed the physical sign, the burning bush I had prayed for. It was a clear sign that signaled me to take my other foot out of the boat and put it onto the water, and to commit my whole self to this project. Until then, for over 40 years, I was simply enjoying being in the boat. Why? Because for 40 years, I never knew what it meant to really put God first. I mean, I said I was putting God first, but I didn't really know what I was saying. The real reason I never went to Nicaragua before this trip was my limited amount of vacation time, about which I said, "Lord, my vacation is for me and my family to enjoy." What God heard me saying was, "Lord, my vacation is for me and my family to enjoy, and not for you." Year after year, when the mission team would meet, I would say the same thing. Then, in December of 2008, noting my 3 full weeks of banked vacation on my pay stub, I remember thinking to myself, "Now what's your excuse going to be?" My prayer was also answered concerning another mountain to climb, but it was a mountain I wasn't sure I was ready for, as Mike stopped me in the hallway at church the first Sunday in May and said, "Thomas, you have the heart and passion for this project. I want you to be in charge of getting the bridge designed, raising the funds however you feel led, and getting it built." But then he presented me with a seemingly impossible task, to raise the money by the end of the year so the bridge could be completed by May of 2011, so the community would not have to go through another winter having to wade across the river. This was my mountain. Not only did I face the challenge of raising the $25,000 for the bridge materials, the amount required by the Bridges to Prosperity organization, but also the additional challenge of raising that amount in only 8 months. Where would I start? As the appointed project coordinator for the bridge, my first call was to Judy, the church's secretary. Finding out how much money was in the Nicaragua fund was an important starting point. I was surprised when she told me the fund had $5,770. She explained that when Mike introduced the pedestrian bridge project to the church in 2008, 4 church members made contributions totaling $4,500. This was a great start. I spent the remainder of that week looking through all the information on the Bridges to Prosperity website, reading about the other communities where they had built a bridge. Then I came across their company brochure, which had a membership, donations, and renewals form. This form outlined the different levels of monetary contributions. For a $2,000 donation, a bridge would be dedicated in your name and a plaque placed on the bridge. A bridge would be named after someone giving a donation of $10,000. The website also listed gifts given in memory of and in honor of individuals. The idea of a bridge plaque was not something new, but maybe I could somehow combine the two ideas. I needed a non-offensive way to challenge people to give a sizable donation in memory of or in honor of an individual. But what amount? Even a $1,000 donation sounded too much to me. My dad had written me a $500 check to help with my trip expenses, but would others feel led to give that amount? And I knew not everyone would be able to give this much, but it would encourage those who could and at the same time allow them to give recognition to someone who had made a difference in their life. These names would be inscribed on a bridge plaque just under the sentence, "This bridge is dedicated in the name of Jesus Christ." Then I remembered, after talking with several church members after the worship service, it wasn't clear to them what type of bridge we wanted to build and why it was needed. So that afternoon, I wrote several paragraphs explaining the purpose of the bridge, why it was needed, and a brief summary of my trip to Nicaragua. I also included pictures taken at the bridge site and included a statement made that day, "This bridge is the dream of the people." For 2 weeks, I worked on the bridge flyer, each night adding a small detail or tweaking the layout. It had to look professionally done. After the final proofreading, I made one change to the title. To me and my church members, this was going to be a bridge to faith, but to the community in Nicaragua, a bridge of hope, a bridge that would greatly assist in meeting their basic needs during the rainy season. The new title better captured the attention of the humanitarian need. I neatly packed as much information as I could on the bridge flyer about the project and how to contribute. To me, this was a very important part of the fundraising because it was something my church members could easily share with their family and friends, either directly or by email. And I knew in order to raise the $25,000 by the end of the year, this bridge flyer needed to get into the hands of as many people as possible. On Sunday, May 16th, I shared a brief bridge update with my church congregation. I had copies of the bridge flyer for each member to take and read, and a lot of extra copies they could share with others. I told them it was my desire to share this mission project with other churches, and not just the big ones, but with the smaller congregation churches, like ours, that may not be able to support a mission project of this magnitude on their own. This was an opportunity for these churches to be a part of something big. That week, I shared the bridge flyer with friends who were members of very large churches in the Columbia area. I was encouraged as I learned that each church was already doing mission work in and around the city of Managua, the capital of Nicaragua. Another church was forming a mission team who would join with other churches in going to help rebuild churches and schools in earthquake-stricken Haiti. I also shared the bridge flyer with co-workers who attend churches in the town of Winnsboro, one of which my dad's sister, Aunt Mimi, attends. The response I received from her was that they support a mission team from their church, which goes to Kentucky each year, and this was close to their heart. To some, these may appear as closed doors of opportunities, but I knew every church is filled with people having different talents and abilities. The Bible in the book of Romans states, "In Christ, we are all one body," meaning no one person's or church's mission work should ever be judged as having greater or lesser value than another's. With this aside, I now felt the reassurance that my church, Sandy Level, was called by God to support and build the pedestrian bridge in Nicaragua. But even with the completion of the bridge flyer and having shared the mission project with other churches, I knew these were only small steps, and that much bigger steps of faith would be required of me for this project.